You announced that the Army wants to buy 1 million drones over the next 2 to 3 years. Navy, Marines, Air Force, they will obviously be very involved in any war in the Pacific. But you've got to defend those American bases.
Yes.
So how do you think of the threat from China there? Because I've read that you think they're ahead of America.
So we're working on something with Congress called Sky Foundry. And basically the idea is to, again, do it right from the beginning. What the Army has historically gotten wrong in the last couple of decades is we're either all in or all out, meaning we either use our organic mm-hmm. industrial base and we make the drones ourselves, or we say this is too complicated for us. We're going to have private industry do it. We are not doing that with drones, because if you look at Ukraine is manufacturing 4 million a year. China, I think, is at 12 to 14 million drones a year.
Wow.
And we as a nation will have to have our private sector able to help us. And so what we are going to do is we are going to invest in things like sensors and brushless motors mm-hmm. and circuit boards and a lot of the components that are really hard for the private sector to get right now. The United States Army is going to build those on our bases and empower the private sector to purchase from us. And so we will make drones, our private partners will make drones, mm-hmm. and we will catch up and surpass the Chinese incredibly quickly.
Secretary, thank you for your time. And I do want to make the point that you are taking questions, and that is unusual these days since the Pentagon has restricted access to reporters. And we think it's important here that the American people hear about their own security as well as the military's 3 million or more employees. So thank you.